Wildcats defensive coordinator Tristan Abram discussed the defensive performance Friday night against Hallsville and the offense from Pine Tree that the defense will face this Friday in our weekly conversation.
Before we stepped on the field to defend our first snap of the fourth quarter, you know, I told him, I said, hey, guys, look, last week, this is how it all played out. We did a great job in the third quarter. I said in the fourth quarter, you know, we kind of took our foot off their throat, so to speak, and they gave them some life. So can we not do that this week? Well, I guess they weren't listening to me. I don't know. I can't figure it out. But anyways, oh, man, we just had to make it as interesting as we possibly could, I guess. But with that being said, you know, I think the kids played really well. I really do. The first, I guess, three touchdowns we gave up, hats off to Hallsville, because they actually came out in a formation and running different schemes that we have not seen them do all year. And I know this is like the same story, just a different day, but this is the second time a team has done that. 2 weeks in a row this has happened. And we, as a defensive staff, that was part of our time on Sunday trying to figure out why are people doing this. You know, are we showing some weaknesses in areas, or why, you know, why is this happening? Why are they not running their top run schemes at us? But anyways, it took us a little bit of time to adjust and really figure out what they were doing and what they were trying to do. But once we did figure it out, I thought the kids really started getting after them and making it tough for them to move the football. And there were a lot of times that we did do those things, and then they had to start screening us, and they had to one of their touchdowns was a wingback. Well, the play is naked pass, and you know, we've never seen them do that ever, you know. So it was one of those deals where, hey, if they got to start doing things that they don't normally do to put points on the board, then we're doing our job. Now let's not get tricked and give up those plays. So with all that being said, I really think the kids did a great job of adjusting and really getting after them and playing hard.
I'm sure Pine Tree's going to come out in a single wing this week.
Man, I'm telling you, you never know what you're going to get from those guys. But I would like to think that since they have a new head coach over there, that they're going to stick with what they're doing. Now, what they're doing is really good. I wouldn't change. You know, I know they just got their first win of the season. I believe they beat Mount Pleasant Friday night. And with that being said, you know, and we're fixing to have to go over there to play them. They beat Mount Pleasant at Mount Pleasant. So why in the world would they want to change? You know, try to use some momentum and go win another one if you're Pine Tree. But things they're doing offensively will really put you in a bind if you're not disciplined.
KSST Sports.